Welcome to Wiregrass Ways, a celebration of the heritage and traditions of South Georgia. Wiregrass Ways is a production of WWET Valdosta, Peach State Public Radio. A hack chipping bark off the face of longleaf or slash pine is a familiar sound to many South Georgians. For generations, woods workers have harvested pine gum and hauled it to the still for processing. Alton Carter of Race Pond in Charlton County is one of a handful of turpentine producers left in South Georgia.
Your turpentine is what you distill out of that gum that the tree produces. That's the liquid. Then the other part, you know, there's rosin. You get your turpentine and rosin out of your gum.
In the 19th century, the introduction of turpentine production helped open South Georgia to development.
It started out there, people tapping the trees to get the raw gum to patch the leaks in the boat and seal the cracks there. Then they got to distill it to use the spirits to clean off the barnacles off of the bottom of the boats and paint them, for it made your paint last longer and barnacle resistant than anything else you could use. Did ever farmer used to have it supplemented the income, and they made a little turpentine to buy groceries with.
Most woods work is done by African American crews. A cup man selects the trees, shaves the bark to open the face, and hangs the aluminum cup to catch the gum. A chipper streaks the face by applying paste and acid, which keeps the gum flowing. A dipper dips the gum into 425-pound barrels. Eddie B. Robinson works for Alton Carter. On this spring afternoon, he is dipping some trees in the woods south of Waycross.
You got a bucket, you tote, a dip bucket, and you just take the cup off the tree, just like that. Clean your tin off if you got a bucket, so you got a spoon, you dip that in the bucket and get it full, then you got a drum to pour it in.
Unlike the timber and pulp industries, which are highly mechanized, turpentine workers still rely on specialized hand skills. Elliot West specializes in chipping, or working the face of the tree to make the gum bleed. Like many turpentiners, he prefers to modify his tool, called a hack, by making his own stalk or handle out of black gum.
You can buy the hack stalk when I reckon they still got some. You can buy them.
It's hard to find.
But I just rather make, I never really like to buy stock. You got to remodel it over, and I just make one like I want it, big as I want it. I don't like no little bitty stock. I like one full like this. I make it long as I want or short as I want.
It makes it to fit the feel of his hand.
That's right.
He's balancing. See, another thing, everybody don't know how to keep the tool sharp. Sharper the tool, the easier the job of turpentine, and the more gum it produced.
For Carter, West, and Robinson, and for many South Georgians, turpentining has been a way of life, but that way of life may soon end. The biggest threat is foreign competition.
But still a good market, but the foreign market is cut in and it's much cheaper than ours, and the users is using that, even though ours is superior to theirs ahead of ours on account of the cost.
The last turpentine still in the United States is located in Baxley, Georgia. After next year, they will only process the cheaper foreign gum. Unless the Georgia producers can set up their own still, a tradition which extends back 150 years will come to a close, and the sound of the bark hack will vanish from the Georgia woods. This has been Wiregrass Ways, a celebration of South Georgia folklife. Wiregrass Ways is written by Laurie Summers and produced by Tom McCourt, Craig Klein, and Teresa Sanders. I'm Martha Gibson. This program is supported by Valdosta State University, the Georgia Council for the Arts Folklife Program, and the Georgia Humanities Council. Wiregrass Ways is a production of WWET Valdosta, Peach State Public Radio.